This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me and you from the people who listen and apply. So tonight, inshallah ta'ala, in our WOW episode, Words of Wisdom, the scholar said, I'll read in Arabic as usual and then I'll translate. He said, إِنِّي أَدْعُ اللَّهَ فِي حَاجَةَ فَإِذَا أَعْطَانِي إِيَّاهَا فَرِحْتُ مَرَّةَ وَإِذَا لَمْ يُعْطِينِي إِيَّاهَا فَرِحْتُ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ لأن الأولى اختياري والثانية اختيار الله. الله أكبر. He said, when I ask Allah for my need and He grants it to me, I am delighted. But if it is not granted, I am delighted 100 times more, because the first case is my choice and the other is Allah's choice. My brothers and sisters, this is the utmost trust in Allah's knowledge, in Allah's rahmah, in Allah's wisdom. I am very happy if Allah answered my dua, but I am 100 times happier if Allah didn't. Because if He answered my dua, that means this is what I wanted, subhanAllah. But if He delayed it, this is from His wisdom. And what Allah wants is always better than what we want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows and you do not know. So my brothers and sisters, when we make dua, we all know the hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's no Muslim who calls upon Allah without sin or cutting family ties. Yani when he makes a dua, he does not make a dua of to commit a sin or to cut any relationship with the family, but Allah will give him one of three answers. He will either fulfill his dua instantly, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will store it for him for the day of judgment, or Allah will divert an evil from his life that is similar to it. So they said, Sahaba, in that case we will ask more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has even more. Allahu Akbar. So it's a win-win-win situation. So my brothers and sisters, when we make a dua, we have to have complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He knows when is the best time to give it to us. Sometimes we rush and we want whatever we ask for to take place immediately. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the one who knows the unseen. Imagine I know what's going to happen tomorrow at that place and you're asking me, can I go there tomorrow? And I say, no, don't go. I mean, you were so excited, you wanted to go. You've been planning for this for such a long time. And I said, listen, I know what's going to happen there tomorrow. Don't go. Huh? SubhanAllah. Even though it's against our desire, but we have to have complete trust in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed. We, as ibad of Allah, we ask Allah, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He loves it. He loves it when we make dua, but we have to complete trust that He is the all wise. He is the all wise. He is the all knowing. And He loves us more than our own mothers. So subhanAllah, look at that statement and how much trust in Allah in that statement, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give me, that means that decision is better for me, because Allah azza wa jal only wants good for us. So my brothers and sisters, let's constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be patient and wait for the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make our last deeds our best deeds and make our last words La ilaha illallah. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
إن تجتنبوا كبائر ما تنهون عنه نكفر عنكم سيئاتكم وندخلكم مدخلا كريماً.